Okay, I want to share with you something else that I spoke about at the Kinnas at Ateres Chinuka about the Siyam HaShas. I was told Derech Agaf, Dr. Mandeli told me that he always has problems with people speaking at Ateres Chinuka on Tisha B'Av, because on Ateres Chinuka he has there like 10, 15 speakers at Ateres Chinuka, and it's Tisha B'Av. And he invites people to come, and they hijack their speech, and they talk about the internet. They talk about this political issue. He has to remind them. He told me he has to remind them. It's Tisha B'Av. I'm asking you to speak about in Yonei Tisha B'Av only, about Sinas Chinam, about the Kinnas, and about Ahavas Yisrael. Things relate. He unfortunately has to remind them, don't go and start talking about things. So I violated his rule. I spoke about the Siyam HaShas, but you saw yesterday. I tied it into the Kinnas and Mamash. I read the words of the Kinnas and I showed them again. So I did it again a second time, and I wanted just to. I did it very, very quick. So I think I even mentioned this a little bit with you. Kina Mem Aleph. Kina Mem Aleph on Tisha B'Av is the Kina of Shali Srufa Be'esh. This is the Kina from the Maram Mei Rattenberg. Right. This describes the Sreifa Satalmud. Just run over details very, very quickly, and I'll tell you what I said. And then, the reason I'm telling you what someone told me afterwards, what I said, as a response to what I said. But what is Kina Mem Aleph? It's about what happened in the year 1412. We discussed it 1242. It was Vav Tammuz, Erev Shabbos, Parsha Skukas, Sreifa Satalmud. It was the end of a 2-year episode that began with an apostate whose name was Nicholas Donin. He slandered the Talmud to the church and to the king that it contains words of blasphemy, statements that are blasphemous and inflammatory against the church and state. And then the church made an investigation and there was a debate. And Rabbi Chil ben Yosef with a team of Talmidei Chachamim very eloquently defended the Talmud, but to no avail. And they sent out inspectors, and they seized the manuscripts of the Talmud. They seized 1,200 manuscripts. This was 300 years before the first printing of the Talmud. It was 200 years before the printing press was invented. And it was loaded onto 24 carts, ignited in the town square in Paris, France, 1242, and it was a devastating blow for French Jewry and for Klal Yisrael, because in those days it wasn't so easy to have a Talmud. They didn't have iPads, and you can just have the whole thing and there's a little teeny chip. And it was a devastating blow. And who was present at this event? The Maram Mei Rattenberg. Maram Rattenberg was the Rebbe of the Rosh, and many of many of the things that are in the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch come from the Rosh, which in turn comes from the Maram Mei Rattenberg. He was from the last Balei Tosfos. He was a Goyim, Sheba Goyim. At this time, he was only 22 years old when he witnessed this horrible event, the Sreifa Satalmud. And he thought that Klal Yisrael was in very, very great danger. And it's not clear when, but at some point later in his life, he composed Kina Mem Aleph, what's called Sha'ali Srufa Vo'esh L'Shloim Ave Laich, which means that you, the Talmud Bavli, 1,200 manuscripts, the Talmud and the commentaries of the Talmud, who have been burnt in fire, who have been ignited, been torched, and whose letters have ascended like an neshama. He compares it to an neshama of a person, the letters of the Talmud that have been ignited and have ascended to heaven in fire. When you come to the Kisei HaKavod, being the vakesh for the shalom, the peace and welfare of Avei Laich, Klal Yisrael, who mourn over your loss. And the Kina is very powerful, Kina very poetic. There are many different examples in Mishalim. He compares it to Matan Torah and Har Sinai. He gives Mishalim. It's a very powerful, eloquent, poetic Kina, which expresses the incredible tzar of Meir Mei Rattenberg, and for that matter, for Klal Yisrael, over the loss of the Talmud in the year 1242. 1242 is 770 years ago. It's amazing. And this Kina has served for Klal Yisrael as the vehicle for us to express our frustration, our tzar, over the Zilzal HaTorah for 770 years. So I said then, what would the Maram Mei Rattenberg say if you were here today? Today, the Siyam HaShas, What would he say? There has not been such a celebration of Kavod HaTorah as far back as we can remember. You see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Those who have the internet, you see what's going on in Yerushalayim. They already have 3, 4, 5 these massive siyumim, a dirshu siyum, and this siyum, and that siyum in English and in Hebrew, and they have in Manchester, and they have in Paris, all over the world. It's like a whole week of celebration. And tonight's the big one, and people are having it here in the shul. They have big side all of the whole Klal Yisrael, private, public, small. It's something to be said. It's not a simple matter. What would the Marami Ramberg have said? I said, Shali Srufa Be'esh, those letters that have ascended to heaven 770 years ago, should seek out the welfare, the good and welfare of L'shloim HaSemechim Olaich. Now, instead of those letters mourning, trying to seek out the good of those that are mourning, they just seek out the welfare. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has gone a very long way in 770 years. So then I said, this is the part I really want to get to, and I said, the truth is, the Rami Ramberg predicted that this day would happen. He predicted, in the last four lines of the Kina, he predicted that this day would come. And what did he write? Ode, it will yet happen. Ta'adi ba'adi shani, that you, the Talmud, will be adorned in beautiful clothing. V'soif tikhi, and they will take for you musical instruments. Telchi v'machol v'tzali v'mcholayich, they'll dance in circles and rejoice in your simcha. Yorum levavi, and Maram Ramberg says that in that time my heart will be uplifted. Be'eis tzurech l'orlach, when the Ribbono shel Olam will serve as a light for you, v'yagia l'choshchech v'yoiru afeloich, and Hashem will illuminate your darkness. Say in Simcha, says, Sisu v'simchu v'simcha satora, ki hilonu oiz v'oiretz light. So when you come tonight to the Sima Shas, and then I went on to say is that we give Avmeir Shapir very great honor at every Sima Shas. In Sima Shas, you've always seen a big picture of him, and a big portrait of him, right front and center of the dais. There'll be a big picture of Meir Shapir. In Israel, they didn't have a picture of him that I saw, but in America, they always have a big picture of him, and everyone, they're going to mention him. He was the founder. It was his koyach. It was his koyach, his stubbornness, that there has to be a sage. It's not so partial. There's a lot of opposition. Not so partial because of the Chayk Yisrael. Chayk there's already a Seder Halimud for Klal Yisrael, which includes many things. Tanakh and Halacha and Zohar called Chayk Yisrael. What is a partial? And there's still a lot of critics because Talmud is not everything. You have to learn Halacha. It's very important. Kol Hashoyne Halacha. That's the last thing you learn in the Daf. Kol Hashoyne Halacha Bechol Yoyim Muftach Lushu Benel Haba. It's they try. They were not matzliach. They try the last Sima Shas, even the one before, is that they even the Agud even published their own Gemaras with halachas, with a Seder halacha. That people should, if you're learning already, learn halacha. You have to know what to do, not just theoretical things. It's very important to learn halacha. And the whole thing went to the side with the not matzliach. But this it caught on. Hanach lehem liYisrael. And Einam Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im, the Quran, obviously there's something, there's a koyach in learning a Daf Gemara that we, it's something we don't understand, there's something supernatural, there's a certain koyach that's involved that just somehow connects with the neshamas of Klal Yisrael to learn a Daf Gemara. There's something there which is essential for the continuity of Klal Yisrael. And so we give kavod to Avmeir Shapir, and rightfully so, but there's the other Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Mirattenberg. Rabbi Meir Mirattenberg didn't know from Daf Yomi 770 years ago. Rabbi Meir Shapir was how many years ago? 80? Well, how many years ago was it?
23.
So that's 89. 89 years ago. So dealing over here, 700. But yet, of Meir Mirattenberg, it's his words that have served as a means to be mispalel. Okay, a kina is not just a lamentation, it's a tefillah to be mispalel over the tsar of the zilzal haTorah. We say on Tishra, call amis abel al churbana zoiche v'roye b'simchasa. So there's an inyan to Rav Meir Rav Meir Mirandberg, it's been his words that have captured the tsar of Talmud. Two Rav Meirs, the Shnei Hama'oirois HaGedoylim, Hama'or, the Shnei, there's the Rav Meir from the 20th century, Rav Meir Shapiro, and there's Rav Meir from the 13th century, then Rav Meir Mirandberg. And when you come there tonight, remember these words: oh, the day will yet come, Ta'adi Ba'adi Shani, you'll be dressed in beautiful clothing. They're going to have musical instruments. Avish Rath is going to be singing with all his heart. V'soiv tikhi, telchi v'machal. They already predicted spirited dancing. They're going to be out of their seats. Everyone's going to be running around. V'telchi v'machal, v'tzali v'machalayich. Yorim levavi. You'll know at that moment in time, the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, Yorim levavi, be'eis tzurech la'orloch. My light is an or for Klal Yisrael, the agil choshech, the iri afelayich, and it will illuminate your darkness. Okay, that's what I said by the kinnis. So while we're saying the kinnis, I said, okay, everyone, quickly say right away, go and say Shal Yisrael. Everyone starts saying Shal Yisrael, and it's really towards the end, Mem Aleph. I was running out of time, so a guy comes up to me, and I thought he was one of the workers there, one of Dr. Mandel's people running the show, and I thought I was going to get a Musa Shemuz, that I'm behind schedule and like I did something really wrong. So he starts talking to me. I said, I can't talk to you now. We have to finish. I'm really in a rush. We have to do the for the Kedoshim. He goes, no, I have to talk to you now. I said, not now. I can't talk now. No, now. So what do you want? You just said those words to focus on. Oid ta'adi ba'adi shani v'sev tikhi. He says, those words are Rosh Tevos, Tof Shin Ayin Beis. Oid Tadi, it's not in order. Oid Tadi Badi Shani. So I say, the Maran predicted the day would come. It's Rosh Tevos, Tof Shin Ayin Beis. It's right here. Today is the day. Today is the day that they were there in Auschwitz. So I said, wow, it's good I stopped me. So then I went out and we finished the kina. I said, someone just came up to me and he told me this idea. Okay, so this is one thing I want to share with you. Let me just share with you a few more short ideas about Siyum Hashas, Siyum in general. Just a few very short things. You know, I'm sure you know that word, just these are like little yiddish, Gemara. What is Gemara? Gemara is Rosh Tevos Gavriel, the Mem is Michoel, the Reish is Rifoel, and Aleph is Ariel. When you go to sleep, you say the Kriya Shema Lamita, Mimini Michoel Mismoli Gavriel, Me'achorai Rifoel, Melufonai Oriel, Ve'al Reish Yishchina Sel. A Daf Gemara, when you learn a Daf Gemara, you be Mesavev yourself in the Malachim. It's the ultimate shmira to have in front of you the form of Lachim, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal. You ever heard this before? I'm sure you've heard this at some point in time. You forgot. Yeah. The form of Lachim, Gavriel, that's the Rosh Tevos of Gemara. And to remember, Yal Roishi, Shechina Sel. The Satan is going to try very hard that the things should go wrong. Samoil, you know, the name of the Satan is another short little idea. I'm sure you've heard this at some point in time. You know, the name of the accusing angel is Samoil. Like, this is the name. The Sar Shel Esav is Samoil. That's his name. It's all over Kabbalistic teachings. Samoil, Samoil. What does it stand for? Siyum Sechta Ein Lasos. The thing that the Satan hates the most. You never heard this? Is a famous time. The thing that the Satan cannot stand is a Siyum Sechta. So we have to be very careful just to avoid him. To avoid Samoil today and tonight and all the different manifestations. Samoil Siyum Sechta Ein Lasos. Okay, one thing I found very interesting is the first, you learn a Daf Gemara, the first Mishnah, the first Halacha, there's always Simone. Like, we know that on Rosh Hashanah. We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's a very bizarre Halacha, if you think about it. Why do we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? There's no Sekhid Yom. Yom HaRichta is such, because it once happened that the Eden did not come.
Sure.
Eden did not come until later in the day. And it was already past a certain point in time. At this point in time, already they had to make a decision which Shira to sing. If it's a Yom Chol, you sing Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Hayom Revi B'Shabbos. If it's a Yom, it's Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Rosh Hashanah. There's a whole different shiur for Rosh Hashanah. So they had to make a quick decision, and they had no choice. It's L'chor Tzchol. So they sang the Shira Shel Chol. And after they sang the Shira Shel Chol, who walks in? The witnesses. We saw the Levana. We saw the new moon, and now the Mafreya was Rosh Hashanah. And it turns out that they sang the wrong Shira. Oy, Gaval. They sang the wrong Shira. Never again can we let this thing happen. Next year, we're gonna have, if they don't come by a certain point in time, we're going to have 2 days Yom Tov. Because it shouldn't chas v'sholem happen, they sang the wrong Shira. What's the big deal? He sang the wrong Shira. No one did Malacha. Everyone was on pins and needles. What's going to be? So they had no choice. They couldn't do Malacha. So they didn't do Malacha. They weren't upset about it. They davened Shachar, they davened Mincha, Marv, so they davened the wrong davening. What are they davening? Everything got mixed up. They davened the wrong Shira. So what's the pshat? Chazal say, Simani Milsa. To sing Shira is a very big thing. To give praise to Kadosh Baruch is a very big thing. And if the beginning, you get off on the wrong foot, you sing the wrong Shira, it's a bad sinner. The beginning is always, there's something to the beginning. The beginning has to be done with a slavus, with a geschmack, with excitement and simcha. So what is the first, this just caught my attention, I saw this idea brought down in one of these psalms. What is the first halacha of Masechta Brachos, the beginning of Shas? When is the earliest some person can recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? So we link it to the Kohanim. We know that a person, the Kohen whose tummy is not allowed to eat Truma, Chiv Misa Bidei Shema, Chiv Misa Bidei Shemaim, for eating Truma B'Truma, he needs a remedy. What's the remedy? You go to Mikvah. Mikvah's not enough. You have to also wait until the stars come out. So when the stars come out, that is when the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and that's the earliest time a person can recite Kriya Shema. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, it's the obvious Kasha. So what are you beating around the bush? If the Zman, when you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, is when the stars come out, so why do you have to go and teach me this halacha in this roundabout way? Just say the earliest time you could eat, the earliest time that you're allowed to eat Truma is Tseis HaKoychovim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Milsa Agav Urche Kamashmola. We want to teach you something else. We want to teach you that Kohanim don't have to, if they need to bring a carbon, sometimes when you're Tameh, in addition to going to Mikvah and waiting for the sun to set, you also need to bring a carbon. You need a person, a mitzvah, you need to bring a carbon. You don't need kapara. To eat truma, it's enough just mikvah and stars, and you don't need to go, you don't need to bring up. But the point the Gemara says, the first thing you learn in Shas is Milsa Agav Urche Kamashmulan. There's something more. It's not just the raw facts. There's something else. That's the very, very first thing you learn in Shas. Okay, Mishnah says, when you say the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, when the Kohanim can eat Shuma. Gemara's question, what kind of Mishnah is this? When do you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? When the stars come out. That's the first question of the Gemara. That's the first issue over here in the Mishnah. And what's the answer? You know why the Mishnah taught you this halacha? We want to teach you something else. There's something else we want to teach you indirectly. This is the Shira of Shas. When you learn the Daf Gemara, what do you come away with? I know the facts. I know all the raw facts. I know how to make an Erev. I know how to observe Shabbos. I know all the laws of Nida. I know all the laws of Chishon Mishpat, Yeridea. There are a lot of very detailed, complicated facts. But the Shira, the first Shira that you sing when you begin Shas is, it's true. That's the Ikar. But there's more to it. Milsa agav urche kamash mulan. You bring something else. You bring something else into the picture. What do you bring into the picture? It's a whole different life. It's a whole different day. It's a whole different hashkafa. The kedusha and the tahara of learning a daf gemara totally changes you. It changes your outlook on life. It changes how you relate to people, how you relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how you conduct yourself. That is really what daf is. Daf yomi is. That's really what it's all about. Learning shas, learning a daf gemara. It's the daf. That's right. It's the daf. It's the facts. But it's milsa agav orche. Agav orche. You bring into life. You drag in with you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Milsa, the Milsa refers to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Agav Orche, Kamash Milan. You take with you into your day, into your life. This is something which I feel is very, very true, very powerful in the idea of what learning the Daf Gemara is all about. Okay, another couple of short verloch. We have Saris B'nei Haman. The Aseres B'nei Papa. Every scene, what we do, we say Papa, 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 Papa. Why do we say our Papa so many times? So the silly reason why we say Papa many times is not for the first, because our Papa was the first one. He was the one who invented the minig of making a scene. Right? So we give him cover to our Papa. We give cover to our Mayor Shapiro. We're really giving Papa a lot of cover tonight to our Papa. His ten children are going to be broadcast all over the world. They're still going strong. What? There are many reasons. There are 100 reasons why. I'm going to take care.
HaMelech originated the custom of
The custom of... Okay, you're right. I take that back. Okay, there are other... We discussed yesterday Abai. Amen Abai, tastily. So, and then Rosh Hashanah HaMelech. When we finish, I'll get to that. Maybe we have time. We'll get to discuss a little bit of that as well. But our Papa somehow made his way into the Hadron. Why? Because he was Mahader. He was a very wealthy person, and he spent a lot of money, and he was Mahader. So in order to give him kavod, they put his 10 sons, they gave him kavod, they gave his children kavod, they put his 10 sons into the Hadron. Where else? That's one reason. Another reason is because Papa is Rashi Tevos, his Papa is Peh El Peh. Now, not Pei Aleph, it's Pe El Pe Adaber Bo. When you're learning Torah, it's like you're speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you like to say Papa, his 10 sons, Pe El Pe Adaber Bo. Another reason, it's given very common reasons, because if you look in Shasha, Papa was the great compromiser. The great, who in history is the great compromiser? One of the American.
Henry Clay.
But our Papa was the great, he didn't Chazal, he was the great compromiser. You always find the Gemara, it's there's one opinion. And then listen, and then our Papa, Amarav Papa, Hilkach Namrinu Litarvayu. Let's do both. Money of our brachas, the Nuscha of the brachas, come from our Papa. Because the Gemara, what should you say in the Nuscha Tfilo? You say this. No, say this, and say this. We'll do everything. Memru Litarvayu. So when it comes to Shas, you like to be koilel, everyone should come together, and therefore that's what it seems all about, when you're bringing together all the daf, all 2,711 dafin, you bring together your family, and your friends, your chaverim, everyone's coming together, so therefore we bring our Papa, give cover to our Papa, because he knew how to bring everyone together. That's what I'm shot. But once, a very interesting shot is, the reason why we say the Papa is because corresponds to the Aseres B'nei Haman. Just like we have the Aseres B'nei Haman, we have the Aseres Samcheinu Kimos Inisanu. Just like in our Tzoris, what Haman tried to do? What was the role of Haman? He wanted to wipe out La Hashmid, La Harog, Ula Abedes, Kol HaYehudim. Minahar V'yad Zokein Taf V'Nashim V'Yomich. Haman wanted to wipe out the future of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael entirely. And when he went, and the rishus of Haman is expressed, the midah keneged midah in the Megillah, where not only was he wiped out, his 10 sons were wiped out. When we make a siyum, it's keneged the. It's lahachis, right? It's lahachis of just like Haman and his 10 sons. Haman and his 10 sons tried to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Torah, it's like the antidote. Every time you learn a Daf Gemara, you're guaranteeing the survival of Klal Yisrael. It's Jewish continuity. The greatest Jewish continuity was a very big debate. Is it going to Eretz Yisrael, or was it learning Jewish education everywhere? That debate. The different halachim, Jewish continuity to get a spark of Yiddishkeit. But when you Mesayim a Masechta, we mentioned the Aseres B'nei Haman because it reminds us of the Aseres B'nei Haman in the opposite fashion. Okay, you have to, it's a little bit raw, this idea, obviously. You have to work with it a little bit more. Okay, another short idea. What's the first halacha of let's go to the last halacha. Kol Hashana halachas b'chol yom muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. Why does it say this halacha at the end of Masechta Nida? That's a beautiful part. The reason why it's the end of Nida, because Nida, a woman, when she counts, you made Tahara, woman is a Nida, she asks when she becomes, she purifies herself, she has to count 7 days. She has to count every single day with Sufim. When a woman counts her Yimei Tahara, every day counts. If she misses a day, gotta start all over. Kol Hashoyne Halachos B'chol Yom. Every single day counts. That's why it's Bedavka, the end of Masechta, because all of the Masechta is the only Masechta in which you learn the chashivos of every single day, and if you miss one day, you're finished. You got to start all over again. It's Masechta Nida. That's the end of Shas. You come to the end of Shas, now you look back, you can appreciate every single day made a difference in order to come to this event where you bring together all the dafim together. Another idea. Beginning of the Masechta, the first halacha of the Masechta is, in the first Masechta is when the Kohanim recite Kriya Shema, when you recite Kriya Shema, Mishra Shachai Mechlef Lof Mitzvasan, which is when? Tseis HaKoy Chavim. Now I'll tell you a word that I said 14 years ago. Why? And it was only a one-time vart, because what does it say in the Haggadah? Achad Osar Niyodea. Achad Osar Niyodea. Achad Osar. Kechvaya, 11 stars. So I said then, what are we finishing tonight? Which cycle of Shas? 12th cycle. So we started the 11th cycle after the 10th cycle of Shas. Right? You finish Shas, go back 14 years. You finish Shas, the 10th cycle. And now we're starting the 11th cycle of Shas. Starting. When Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is when? When do you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? When is it going to be the time? When will it be the time in history when Klal Yisrael will say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem is Echad? The Ribbono Shel Olam is one over the entire world. It's Tseis HaKoy Chavim. When the stars, how many stars are there in Chazal? 11 stars. When we learn in this cycle of Shas, in the 11th cycle of Shas, Mashiach's going to come. It's going to be Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Fortunately, it didn't happen. The Jewish wasn't good. But for this cycle, I want to say is that we say in davening. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is everything that thing. L'chulam shemos yikra. Hashem brings out the stars. Pesuk the Zimra. Every single l'chulam shemos yikra. When you start Shas, the first thing you learn in Shas is when you end Shas and you mechaber the end of Shas. The beginning of Shas is about the stars. What does the pasuk say about the stars? So many of them. Look in the sky. You get dizzy looking at all the stars. Get dizzy. Every single star has a shame, has a purpose, has a message, is something special. You look at Shas, 2,711 daf. It's overwhelming. It's enormous. You can't even count that high. By the time you get to 2,700, you get mixed up. You're gonna go off by a number somewhere. Every single daf was a day, has meaning, is special, l'chulam shemos yikrohu. That's the first thing you learn at the end of Shas. That's what you say when you're in the same Shas, when you bring these things together. Okay, let's see what else we got here. I'll tell you about my Rebbe. He's a very good Rav. Chaim Siegel Zichet Tzak Levracha. He used to always say this. It's one of the Seir Verloch. One of the Makaris of Siva Shas. And one thing I'm really shocked is that, you know, one thing else that I was very fascinated about that Eretz Yisrael is, let me take a step back. I always was under the impression that the day your Messiah is like the day of the calendar 2711 when you get to Nida Ayin Gimel. You have to make the Siyum HaShas on that day, especially the national Siyum for the country, for the Aguda. It's like Yehorig Val Yavar. Even if you'll push off Yom Kippur, you wouldn't push off the Siyum HaShas to a different day. It has to be Mamish Bo Bayom. You know, you'll push off Yom Kippur, but not the Siyum HaShas. That's fixed in the calendar. So I was so impressed. And Eretz Yisrael, Nechte Gatag. Yeah, the Siyum HaShas 2 days early. We're talking about national Siyumim. The Siyum cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to plan in advance. So you finish 2 days early, 2 days late, a Siyum this day, that day. Who cares about the date? And so they're good also. So they finally came around and realized this will have a rain date in case not today, we'll have it tomorrow. Obviously, the whole thing doesn't. It's not so fixed in the calendar. We're not so hooked on the calendar for the day. But I was anticipating is Tuba Av. Tuba Av is Friday. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So first, I was very surprised to make it Wednesday. So let me not even backtrack a little bit more. Let me just tell you a very funny vart, which I found to be very, very strange. And there's such a thing. Okay, this is about minhagim. Remember, we learned minhagim, rare, obscure, esoteric, off the charm minhagim that you never heard of. Like, what does this? Whoever said this? There's such a minhag that you're not allowed to make a siyum on a Wednesday. You ever hear this? You're not allowed to make a siyum on a Wednesday. Why? I'll read you what it says. No, the Akutas claims they're not making it on one. They're making it on a Thursday, so it's not okay. But they don't know this. They would make it on a Wednesday, even if it came out on a Wednesday. Why? Because it says, "Amna matzinu kvar b'rishonim." Okay, this is not a chassidish of art. Shenasnu tam lezeh. The Minchas Yehuda Shemsoch Sefer it's Das Zekanim. This is the Das Baal Zekanim. It's back in the Gros Kedolos. Das Baal Zekanim. Kosav. Ulefish Migmar Binyan Abayis Berevi. What's the bias? Not the Beis Hamikdash. The world. I thought the world was created. How many days was the world created in? 7 days. 6 days. 7 days. No. It's a big mistake. I never thought of it like this. The world, Hashem made a Siyum on the world Wednesday. Because Thursday, what Hashem created Thursday? The animals. And Friday, the people. So that's for the, you know, the inhabitants of the world. But the Olam, this world, the Gashmiistic world, forget about the people and the animals, they came later.
You mean like the Yesodos?
The world was finished, the bias, the hotel. You know, they make the ribbon. What's it called? The ribbon cutting ceremony before people occupy the building. I don't know, they probably have a lease in advance. You know, Freedom Tower, you know, they finish the building and then we'll look for people who wants to come occupy the building. We'll look for some tenants. The world was finished on Wednesday. The world was over. Hashem made a party. He made a sim. I finished the world. The hotel is complete. Contractors, go home. Now it's time to bring in the people and the animals. So Thursday and Friday, Hashem was busy signing leases. But the world, and what's happened when Hashem built the world on Wednesday? Did he make another world? Nope. That was the end. No, that was the end of the world. Ulefi shenigmar binyan habayis, meaning the world, dasakenim bervi urvi tolaham oiros kodem apaseach b'lebeis achalanus. Hashem put the oiros in their place. Hashem put in the heaven all of the windows. The last thing you do are the window trimmings in the home. Therefore, Amar Hazal, Chazal said, ein misaymin bedalit. Don't dare make a siyum on a Wednesday. Unbelievable. Why? Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyum binyone bedalit. So what? So Adrab, Pamvaker, Hashem made a siyum. We should also make a siyum. Big difference. Hashem made a siyum and he didn't start again. Hashem said, Kol Hashan HaLachas B'chol Yayim Luf Tachlu Shalobin Laba, and there was no Me'e Mosai. There's no me'emasai. V'loy barna binyan acher. That's a bad simen. If you don't start again, that's no good. You don't want to follow in that pattern, so you don't make a seam on a Wednesday. Therefore, you're not going to have the siyata d'shmaya to start again. Ad kan misoid b'chor shor. The b'chor shor is one of the rishonim. It's quoted often by the other rishonim. The b'chor shor is a very famous rishon. So it's unbelievable what it says. And no one ever heard of this. No one ever does this. This is totally in disuse, this minute. But what I want to point out, so how did I get on this topic? So the theme is tonight. I thought Wednesday is not the last day. The last day is tomorrow. So the lumdus is that it's after Tzeisach HaKachavim. Ah, Tzeisach HaKachavim, it's the first Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah in Shas. It's Tzeisach HaKachavim, Mekayim, right? It's HaKachavim. So it's already Thursday. Everyone's all confused. Tomorrow, when you start and then you start the next day, the day after. Fine, but if it would have been Thursday night after Tzeisach HaKachavim. But if they would have made the Sima Shas on Thursday night, what would have been? It would have been Tuba Av. Right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tuba Av.
Right.
Tuba Av is one of the real Makoros besides Shlomo Melech. For a snake Nasir. It's spread all over. Why? What happened on Tuba Av? They stopped cutting wood for the Beis HaMikdash. The whole summer it's hot. It's as hot as it gets on the summer. And the wood that's used in the Merach has to be worm free. No little dots, no little insects in the wood. And the sun removes the moisture and prevents the worms from developing, from growing and entering and causing problems. Once you get to Tu B'Av, the sun no longer is the tokfei, it no longer has its strength, and now even if they'll chop wood, wood will not be of the quality that is required for the Beis HaMikdash, so they stop chopping wood. So what they do when they stop chopping wood? You don't have to chop wood anymore. You're now free, you're available to learn Torah. And they made a party. Yoim Tabar Magol. The day when they broke the axe. They made a party. They made a big party because now that we no longer have to work, it's now vacation. What do we do on vacation? Ben Azmanim? Koilo. We sit and learn. And here we learn the chashivos of making. So what is the Iker Sim? This is important. Well, the Iker Sim is not so much the end. The Iker Sim is the new haskola. Now that we don't have to spend so much time chopping wood for the Beis HaMikdash, we have more free time, and with that more free time, we're able to devote for the study of Torah. It's a new beginning of Torah, and it's kedai to make a suuda, a very nice party. Mamish, Yom Tabar Magol is the makar for a suda l'chov v'torah, because the ikar suda v'torah is haschala. And my rabbi, Rav Chaim Siegel Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he always used to say this. And what he'd say, what they did in those days, I don't know what they do today. In those days, we would have an accelerated program in English in 12th grade. A lot of schools have all different. They have a hard time figuring what to do with the 12th grade in high school. Because the state requirements are complete, you can complete the state requirements after 3.5 years. So many schools, they offer college credits. The girls' schools especially, Pacific Park, they have regular class and they get imamish college credits. You start college in high school in 12th grade, very very common. And a lot of the boys' schools do the same thing. The more yeshivish schools, they want you to learn. They want you to go and to spend time learning, so they don't. So what do? They do one of two things. This is years ago. Either they have a reduced program for the entire fourth year of high school, where you have just less English because you've taken 3 years, you're finished, so you just have whatever. Instead of they have half the classes or three quarters of the classes, or what they did in Chaim Blum in those days, and what they do now is they had a full program. It could be even more intense for a half a year until January. They pushed in all of the requirements, and then the last 5 months, 4 months, whatever it was, no more English. You basically finished, you graduated. but we're not giving you a diploma unless we want you to have a taste of learning a whole day before you leave high school and you do whatever you do. Some of you will go to college, some of you will whatever you're going to do. We want you to have the taste of what it means to learn the whole day with no English. 4 months. Experience, have that experience in your life. So that's what they did. After February, we finished January, February, and January we finished English, and Rav Chaim Siegel, the Menach, he made for the 12th at a party. He made a big party. He called it the Yoim Tabor Magal Party. Now you finished your Limudim. You're here, you're stuck here with me for the next 5 months. No one's going anywhere. You're not getting a diploma. You have to sit and learn. Next year's another story. That was another story. What you'll do next year. But you have to learn now full-time second Seder and a whole new program of learning. Yoim Tabor Magal Party. And then he said the following vart. He asked the question, why do they have to, Tabor means to break the axe. Why do they have to break the axe? When the winter is over, you have your shovel. This year didn't snow the whole winter. Unbelievable. When the winter is over, you have a shovel. What do you do with the shovel when the winter is over? What do? You take the shovel, you break it, you break it, and you give it the sanitation. What do? That's what you do the shovel? You put it in the basement. You put it in the closet. Right, when it gets a certain point, it's not going to snow anymore. You're safe. You put it back. Right, and then next thing you go, you look for, where did I put it? And you bring it out. You don't want to go to the store and waste another $25 to go buy another shovel. You put it away. So why are they breaking the axe? They went, they chopped wood for the Beis HaMikdash. They're chopping wood the whole summer. They're sweating away. You need a lot of wood for the, you know, coming up Sukkot, the Yom Tov. You have millions of people coming to bring korbanos. They need a ton of wood. They're chopping away their heads off. It comes now, tuba off, no more. The wood's no more quality. It's no good. So what do? They take the axe. And they break the axe.
They break the axe.
They break the axe. This Tabor means to break. To break the axe. Put it in the closet. So Rav Chaim Siegel said, because if you have one thing in the snow, so you put it in the closet, but you're not going to have an effect. If you have the axe in the closet in perfect condition, you sharpen it. And then you go to learn, go to your Daf Yomi, you go learn. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, I'm going to learn just a little bit for a couple of months, a couple of weeks, but I got to get back to my business. The axe is waiting for me. It's in the closet. It's waiting for me. I'll learn. I'll check on my business. Every so often I'll come back and I'll check up on the axe to make sure the axe is in good shape and it's sharp and doesn't rust. It's not, nothing happens to it because money. I got to get back to my business in a couple of months. You'll not leave Matzliach and you learn like that. When you learn a Daf Gemara, there's nothing else in the world. It's true. Next season will come around. You'll go, you'll chop wood. But now when you go and you're sitting down for these few months, take the axe, break the axe. In your mind, there should be nothing else but learning at this point in time. And to do that, you have to do a maisa pu'ula, a psychological pu'ula, to impress upon yourself, now you're learning, I don't want to know from anything else. Break the axe. Next year, no, you need parnasa. You'll go, you'll get a new axe, you'll start all over again. That was his favorite verse. He used to say that. So he's saying, now you're sitting here for 4 months, you're not going anywhere. This is it. Just concentrate on learning for these few months, and then you'll figure out what you do with yourself later on. So that's really what a seam is. Seam is Yom Tabor Magal. Tonight, we didn't make it. We missed by one day. If it would have rained, then we would have tomorrow, then we would have had the seam on the Yom Tabor Magal, the Mamash today. But that, when you come to a moment of a seam, you have to appreciate the time you're learning. That's it. There's nothing but learning. And this is the Chavetz Chaim. The famous story of the Chavetz Chaim told his wife, I go to my shop, I go learn, and they need to come run for it. We need you. What would have happened if I would have died? Would you come knocking on the kever for me? Would you come knocking on the kever for me? No, you won't come, because I'm not going to come up. During the time that I'm learning, I don't exist. That's it. That is what we have to impress upon ourselves, that for the short amount of time that we set aside during the day to learn, it's Yoim Tabor Magal. Okay? Have a wonderful experience tonight. Enjoy. Have a safe trip. Two Bavas.
Two Bavas also the maids used to come out and dance.
Yes, Shidduchim. So tonight, Shidduchim, everyone should look for a have a wonderful trip. Have a safe trip. Enjoy. Sisu v'simchu v'simchas HaTorah.